Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The car, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Good Monday, everybody. Lions win. Michigan wins. Michigan State wins. Tigers salvage a game in a series. Magic number 7. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Travis next on 97.1. Hi, Travis.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You know, that went about as well as any outcome possibly could. You dominate in a bounce-back game, knock off the Bears, go to 1-1. And, you know, I don't want to get too high, much like I didn't want to get too low after the Green Bay loss, but turning our eyes to the Monday night game, I know the narrative is going to be, how are we going to stop Lamar Jackson? And I really want to say, how are they going to stop Jared Goff? Because through 2 weeks, the Ravens' defense has been putrid, guys. We saw what Buffalo did to them. They gave up 323 total yards of offense and lost the time of possession battle to the lowly Browns. So the Detroit Lions are going to have an opportunity to move the ball and score points on Baltimore. That's not a question. Yes, the question is, can you contain Lamar? But with the interior offensive line being cleaned up, if that's really what happened, as opposed to the Bears being terrible, the Lions are going to have a wonderful shot on Monday night, fellas.
So, look, the big thing here is, how are they going to respond to being on the road? I don't know if it's as simple as young and new parts, bad communication that they need to straighten out, but if it's a different deal, like, that's why I'm glad they're actually doing it now. I'd say going to Baltimore and going to Green Bay are similar challenges. And, you know, maybe the teams are different, but I'm talking about the environments. And I think Detroit has a chance to show improvement by responding to this environment only 2 weeks later after it was honestly a disaster.
Yeah, and it's, if you're a Ravens fan, it's alarming to see how many yards they gave up against Buffalo. I mean, that's 500 yards in offense. And the Lions just put up 500 yards in offense against Chicago. So that's what's coming for him. And if the Ravens can't get after the quarterback, then the Lions offense will hum along. We see what happens when Jared Goff has time. And look, it's one game where the offense was spectacular.
Yep.
But that was in the friendly confines of Ford Field. We were able to hear what the next person next to you was saying. When you go into Baltimore in front of 70,000 fans on a Monday night, it's different.
Let's go to Dave in Clinton Township here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Dave.
Hey, fellas. So one thing in both games, even in the loss to Green Bay, that is kind of like that I like seeing so far is the second half. Since the guys have been in town, they have not done well coming out of the tunnel the second half, making adjustments or whatever. These first two games of this season, they seem to take off right where they left off.
Well, I mean, it's
second half team for the first part of their go around.
Dan Campbell's still in charge. We obviously have new coordinators, but we'll find out over the long term. It's too early to draw any conclusions on the coordinators. But yeah, I mean, there were good adjustments made. So, with you on that. Do you have a landline back there, Dave? Is that what we heard?
No, that's the work number. I'm all supposed right. to be working, so.
Well, get back to it, buddy.
I'd rather talk to you guys. I used to call all the time, and then I went to a company that I couldn't call because they actually do the ratings for you guys.
They do the what? Oh, I heard what you said. Yeah, probably shouldn't even bring that up. Let's go to Rodney in Westland. You're next. Hi, Rodney.
How you doing, fellas?
Hey.
I got a comment to make. I have to stick up. I didn't call to make a political statement, but I have to stick up for my former president. I'm a veteran. I was a commander, and I guarded Jimmy Carter for a year and a half. And when he died, the flags were not lowered to half mast even. So it's going to be up to our military to straighten our country out, and then you'll see what happens. And that said, I'm going to leave it alone. My champs are which go together, the offensive line and golf. Without either one or the other, we wouldn't have had a day like we did yesterday. And my chump is for Holmes, keep throwing our Davenport down our throat like he's going to make us believe by signing him and having him is going to make our line, defensive line, better. He's not going to even last half the season.
Well, but if he does, and it's a big if, and that's the thing with Marcus Davenport, if he can stay healthy, he is a good player. But how many games are you going to get out of him? I hope they can get double-digit games out of him. I hope it's around 15. But, you know, they're two games into it, and he came in and out of the game yesterday with different injuries. I hope he's healthy enough, and maybe they have an extra day because the next game is Monday night. Maybe that matters for him.
Brendan and Royal Oak, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, my champ has got to be that this offense can still be explosive without Ben Johnson. And then my jump has to be how overblown the Ben Johnson chants were. I mean, I can see it going both ways because he did disrespect us kind of going out and going to the Bears. But, I mean, he did. He was a centerpiece in turning this franchise around. So I just think it's overblown and taken away.
How was it disrespectful for him just to take another job?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that like the press conference where he didn't even – mentioned Jared Goff's name. He said the quarterback. And then just going to the
Bears. Is that really that big a deal, though? Kinda,
no, it's not. That's why I'm saying I think it's overblown. But
oh, okay.
I can see it going both ways, yeah.
Well, look.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's in a weird spot because my guess is as much as the Detroit fan base can't stand Chicago, Chicago's fan base can't stand Detroit. And if he is anything, if he's too effusive in his praise, and he referred to Goff as the quarterback, if he's showing that he's, you know, likes him or misses him in any way, that's going to get misinterpreted on the other side, right?
True. But being at the game last night, just or yesterday, in terms of the chant and how many people were engaging in the chant, from what I could tell, it happened from one end zone, and it was maybe a couple thousand fans. It's not like there were 65,000 Lions fans chanting it, but it was audible.
Kang, what do you think of this?
Well, Jared Goff heard it, right? So he reacted to it.
He was
didn't like
it.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, Yeah, it is a weird spot for him, Doug. You know, you can't give too much credit because he knows he went to a rival team. And the thing is, I think he went there for multiple reasons. Obviously, he's getting paid more, but I think he's very familiar with this division, and that's why he stayed in the division. He's trying to give himself the best chance to succeed. And although the Bears, they're not a team that everyone thinks like, oh, you can go turn them around, it's easy. No, but he's very familiar with the Packers and the Vikings and the Lions because he just came from there. So I think, hey, man, this is, I know it's the rival, but at least I know the division, and it kind of helped me if I went to like the AFC West or AFC South. I don't know those teams as well, right? Because it's hard to get jobs in this league, and that's why you got to find the right one and hopefully succeed, because getting a second try, it's not everyone gets one. And by the way, if things don't work out for Ben Johnson there, and Johnny Morton's great, and he goes and gets a head coaching position somewhere, I'd welcome back Ben Johnson.
I hear you. All right, Champ and Chump, thanks for all your votes. We'll post on our website tomorrow who the people select as Champ and Chump of the Weekend. Heavy voting today. Of course, a lot of people want to discuss a football team that bounced back in week two, and they'll get to do so next with Rico and Mike. And Rico is in studio. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Doug, didn't realize you were officiating, well, not officiating, but you were calling a game that had Batman in it.
Putting Jayshon Barham at the edge spot really did make a difference.
I need you to call him Batman.
We'll see.
What's the Batman thing? What am I missing?
At one point, somebody asked Biff Poggi about Jayshon Barham at edge rusher, and he said, "I think he's Batman." Or did he?
He said it about Bryce.
He said, "I'm sorry." He said Jayshon might be a superhero. We got to check for his DNA. He was funny.
But Bryce was Batman. He may be Batman.
Jayshon might be a superhero. We got
to
check
for his DNA. Batman dropping back the pass.
Probably not, but we'll see.
I'm trying.
How are you?
Good, man.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Good weekend.
Yes. Good weekend across the board.
Yeah.
So yeah, Lions went out there, handled business.
Yes,
now
they did.
We see. We're gonna ask the question, you know. Later on in the show, we do a little game called Can We Say That?
Okay.
We're gonna ask the Lions fans. Give us some things that we can say based off what you say see.
Have a good show.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone. Stay safe.
You know what? I'm jealous of you guys. Just wanted to
just get outside again another one of these days, huh? Treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.